Okay, so for today we are on page 89. So again, we discussed the halachas of davening, waking up in the morning, davening. Then yesterday and the day before we talked about after davening, you go mechayal chayil, so you go to learn. Talked about the importance of learning and all that type of, all those concepts. And kuf nun vav, achar kach, the Machaber says that after you learn, yelech laska, you go to work. The whole Torah she'ini mo malacha sofa batola, because any Torah which doesn't have with it work ends up being a problem. And I don't want to get into that much, but we discussed this a couple weeks ago. Very interesting Sifri, Vayishman Yeshua and Vayivat, that the Sifri says on that pasuk that if you look throughout history, whenever you have a situation where people didn't work, they got into trouble, like Adam Arishon. Or the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaPlaga, Chai Yisrael in the Midbar. And it becomes a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah, again, we don't gotta, obviously this is huge, but there's a beautiful Mishnah Berurah in Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'an hagas ha'adam tzorech li'yos v'chol derech ha'mitzua. That whatever we do, you know, has to be down the middle. And so, in other words, so you'll learn and you dive it, but you know, you gotta work. So again, there's an interesting Bir Halacha here. Talks about people who don't work and just learn all day. So that's Bir Halacha here. Okay. So Batela Vagreras Avon Ki Haoni Yavrenu Aldas Kono. Although a person's poor and you don't work, so then you rebel against Hashem. Because of difficulty. However, there's all the message always after the but, as S.I. Hayakawa used to say. Mikom umikom akom lo yasem lakto ikar ella arrive at torasa keva. But the big but is you should make your work temporary and your and Torah more permanent. Again, we're not necessarily talking about time wise. We're talking about You can only learn 3-4 hours a day, right? And most of the time you're working. But in other words, what are you looking forward to? What's the best part of your day? What's the apple of your eye? What are you looking forward to? To work or to getting back in the base medrash? So again, there's a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says you do kedei parnasa, so you do whatever you need to sustain yourself. But you have to be very careful. That the Yitzhar gets in and says, no, you gotta work more, and then you gotta work more, and then you need more, and then you have to work more, and you need more, and work more. The Iker Shis, Bona and beautiful Mishnah Berurah. So the Chofetz Chaim says, the main thing is a person should think be'atzmo. You should really introspect and think about Mahu hechrech ha'amiti shi'i avshar bilvado. What do you need? Now, what do you want? What do you need? The az yuchalis kayem biyado shi'i amalakto arabi terasa ikur. So then you can fulfill this mitzvah. This halacha that the work is temporary and the learning is more permanent. And that Sifri also says that's going to be the challenge before Mashiach comes, because Klal Yisrael is going to get fat. Because we're going to want more and more. And again, the Sephorno says this is talking about even the Tosei HaTorah. Rashi was Ekotzah Gural, had a whole shmuz on this. The Vayishman Yeshurun, Yeshurun is the higher end of Klal Yisrael, the great people of Klal Yisrael. So you see, we're all subject to this, that we need more, we got to have more. So it's a very, very big danger. Okay, back in the Machaber. So if you do this, so then everything will be good. V'yisa v'yitem b'amuna. When you do your business dealings, you have to do them. Correctly and with faithfulness, and not lie and cheat. V'yizarim lahaskish and shemayin levatala. You shouldn't use Hashem's name in vain, swearing and either swearing to people or swearing at people. Kashukain kashkar that shaskaras Hashem. Matsui to the page, mitzah matsuya. Because if you fool around with Hashem's name, bad things happen. V'yizarim l'shava afilu be'emes. You shouldn't swear even if you're going to tell the truth. She'elef iros hayu l'yanai hamelch. Because Yanai had a thousand principalities, 1,000 districts, cities, whatever you want to call it. V'kul necharvu b'shvil she'hayu nishbayim l'shvuos. And the reason why they were all destroyed is because they were flippant about swearing, even if it was true. Even though when they swear, they do what they carried it out, but still, they were flippant about it. So again, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah talks about, as we learned before, there's certain mitzvahs which there are a number of mitzvahs which are tadiros, positive and negative, that each person has to do. It's a Mishnah Berurah Dalet, rather lengthy Mishnah Berurah. And a person has to try to keep those mitzvahs constantly. And he brings down the Rambam and other Rishonim. And there's Hanhagas Tovos, which Chazal talk about, that a person should be careful with. So he talks about one of them is to be dovek a mitzvah say ledovek bechachamim, to cling, to try to attach oneself to chachamim. That's something a person should be very careful with. A person also has to love every fellow Jew, as we all know, to love each Jew and worry about his money. Lochos al mamono, to just like your money, you'd worry. Loving a ger. As another mitzvah we have to think about, also being careful not to hate another Jew, even if you don't say anything, but you just hate them in your heart. You're over in an asay. And certainly the Chofetz Chaim talks about if you hit somebody or you degrade them, so that's definitely bad, even though it might not be an Allah, but still. The mitzvah of hochacha. Rambam also talks about the mitzvah of hochacha. We talked about this a number of times, about the mitzvah of if you see another Jew doing something wrong, so you have to instruct them. Again, we talked about that many times. That doesn't mean screaming or howling at the person. It must be out of love. Okay, it's getting a little late. There's a few more the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So Meretz Hashem Belina, there maybe tomorrow. Into some more of those mitzvahs that Mishnah Berurah talks about that we have to think about and be aware of during the course of the day.